The Times Higher Education Impact Rankings were released, with Queen's University being ranked first in Canada and third worldwide out of over 1,700 participating institutions. This ranking marks the university's best performance to date, with its third consecutive top 10 finish. The Times Higher Education Impact Rankings are an annual ranking that assess universities across the world in their advancement of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. The SDGs, established by UN member nations in 2015, consist of 17 goals to guide global action in the pursuit of ending poverty, protecting the environment, and overall attaining prosperity and peace for people and the planet. Since the university rankings began in 2019, Queen's is the first Canadian university to achieve three top 10 placements. Here's what Patrick Dean, Principal and Vice Chancellor of Queen's University, had to say about the achievement. Okay, so just to start us off, Queen's is the only Canadian university to achieve three top 10 placements since the rankings began in 2019, and you've been the principal since the very start of this. How does this accomplishment feel as someone who's been working towards these goals since the very beginning of these rankings?
Well, I'm really pleased about it, obviously, and really proud of the institution. I think, when I came to Queen's, there had been 1 year of the impact rankings. The first year had been concluded. So when I arrived here, it seemed to me obvious that I'd had some experience of them at my previous institution. So it seemed obvious that we should do it, you know, aware of the strengths of Queen's, the talent here. And also, you know, I had the sense that we were, in fact, a major contributor to the global cause on each of these categories. But thought it would be a really important thing to participate in the rankings and see how we stacked up. So that was the thinking behind it. And I do remember saying to people, and we all agreed, that it was going through the process that mattered, and we would learn things about ourselves as an institution in relation to some of these big global challenges. And we didn't think, well, you know, did we expect to do well in the rankings that first year? Not really, I don't think. So we were delighted when we did well in that first year of participation. And then that we have managed to hold our position and now even, I think, dramatically increase it up to third position with an increased number of universities. That feels really, really gratifying. And I have to say the team of people in the university, not only who work on the issues that are documented in the rankings, but the team that puts together the submission have done an absolutely fantastic job. So it's, you know, from every point of view, a great cause for pride.
Absolutely. And as you were just saying, it's not like this is some coincidence. This was a learning opportunity that Queen's took on, and it took concentrated efforts in the right direction to be where we are now. So how have the impact rankings from the start throughout the years provided direction for Queen's?
Well, it's interesting. One thing the impact rankings have done from our very first finish at fifth place is that they've dramatically raised the international profile of the university, and that has opened up more opportunities for international collaboration, whether it's at the research level or whether it's in terms of student exchanges and that sort of thing. So it has been really positive for the institution from that point of view. From the point of view of what we've learned about ourselves, you'll know that each time we've submitted on each of the 17 goals, even though you only have to submit on three, and then you're always judged on goal 17. We've always thought, well, we can do a more comprehensive assessment of where we are if we submit on all of them. And so you can see that in some areas, such as peace, justice, and good government, we've done really well, or this year placing first in the world in No Hunger. We can see where we've already got strength, but then by the same token, you can look at our rankings on, let's say, the remaining 14 or 15 goals, and you can get a sense of how we stack up against other institutions worldwide. And so, if it accords with our strategy, if we realize we do have the strength, we might think about, you know, concentrating our efforts in some of those other areas in order. It's not really so much to strengthen our finishing in the rankings, it's to improve the level of the contribution we make to the world. So, you know, you learn where your strengths are and where you're not so strong. You don't have to be strong in every area. I think that's the beauty of these rankings. They are really interested in your kind of three or four areas of greatest strength.
Sounds Yeah, definitely. And before we wrap up, do you have any other words to say to Queen's students and all those who worked hard this year to make these achievements possible?
Well, I hope everybody's really proud of this. I mean, I think if you know, there are lots of people who are skeptical of rankings. What is particularly appealing about this set of rankings is, as the Times Higher people themselves say, it allows universities all over the world in different circumstances to shine. So it doesn't necessarily favor the wealthy institutions of North America, say. It is a measure of individual institutions' capacity within their own terms of reference to have a global impact. And to do well in a set of rankings like that is, I think, real cause for pride. So we should celebrate it, and we should really acknowledge our colleagues, whether they're faculty or students or staff, who contribute to this. But keep our minds on the real goal of it all, which is to make a difference in the planet. That's really the force of the whole exercise. So the rankings are an incidental measure of how much progress we're making in that regard.
In this year's evaluation, the university submitted over 400 pieces of evidence to demonstrate the institution's commitment to SDGs. Queen's was assessed as first in the world for SDG 2, Zero Hunger, recognizing initiatives that help address food insecurity on campus and provide immediate support. The university was ranked second in the world and first in Canada for SDG 16, Peace, Justice, and Strong Institutions, with special mention of Queen's Model Parliament. And finally, Queen's was ranked seventh in the world and third in Canada for SDG 11, Sustainable Cities and Communities. The 2023 rankings evaluated submissions from 117 countries, including 26 Canadian universities.